Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Big Bad Game Breakdown with the coach, Rob Long, on 105.7 The Fan.
The buzzer sounds and the 2022-2023 Maryland basketball season has come to an end as Alabama has defeated the Terrapins 73-51. Maryland a 21-13 record now.
Maryland finishes up the season with 22-13 record. That's courtesy of 105.7 The Fan, Maryland Terps Sports Radio Network. And Terps fell 73-51 in the game that was very competitive at the half, 28-23. And then Alabama, you felt it all along. That run was in them. We were hoping that run took place in the first half when Maryland came back, but you knew it wasn't. Too much talent on the Alabama Crimson Tide team. They outscored them 45-28 in the second half. Too much for the Terps. And let me say this, because we've had Kevin Willard on the show, he and the staff. Kevin Willard did a phenomenal job with this team this year.
He sure did.
Sensational. First sure Maryland did. Coach to win both 20 games and get to the NCAA tournament in his first year. Mm-hmm. And he did that with two guys in the starting lineup that essentially were playing mid-major basketball before they came to Maryland. Think about that. He goes 22-13 with a winning record in the Big Ten, one of the toughest conferences in America, with two guys who were playing mid-major basketball who were contributors for him.
Yeah.
Jameer Young and Carey. To his next step right now, if I'm a teenager sitting at home and I'm looking at my options and I have an option of maybe schools like Rutgers, St. John's, that's his next step, stealing those kids from major conferences, but not the cream of the crop teams in a major conference. That's his next step. Because, and if he can get those, if he can win, if he can go 22-13 with the kids he had, because I'm sorry, Dante Scott ain't that guy. He's not that guy. He has one guy on his team, and that's Reese. He has one guy. I mean, like the guy on his team. And that's Julian Reese. He surrounds Julian Reese with some players. He's got himself a legit run next year. And if you are one of those guys that you look at, man, I could go to this school or I could be part of something big at Maryland, I hope he gets those guys, because if he does, Ed, it's going to be special at College Park.
Yeah, I think he will, actually, because, you know, obviously if you're a kid and you're looking to go on and play D1 basketball, you want to play for a good basketball school, and now hey, look, I'm really happy with the way this season turned out. They know what to expect in the beginning of the year, but to see them, you know, the regular season record, granted, the road losses were confounding, but to see them win, you know, that many games, go to the tournament, win a game in the tournament, and move on and play maybe the best team in the whole 68. I think it's a great. I'm really pleased with the season. I'm sure kids looking at the school are going to feel the same way. Hey, I want to play there. I mean, it's a great part of the country to go to college. It's a great program.
Yep.
I mean, you know, they're relevant again. So I think he's going to attract a lot of good players.
He's got a legit basketball team, Jeremy, program, I should say, in the basketball school.
Yeah, I think the hard part now for a lot of people is that you have to, kids that are coming in, because I definitely believe Willard's going to bring in talent. We've already seen some of the names coming across the wire that he's going to bring in for next year. But But the fact is that this day and age in basketball, you have to decide what you're going to do. You're going to have your special guys that can go anywhere that are going to be noticed by anyone. And we've seen it from the guys that started going to the HBCUs or guys that just started going to, you know, like even Ben Simmons when he came here, whether or not something went on, he ended up at LSU because a family friend was there.
Yep.
We've seen, you know, other players go to certain places because their dad played there or, you know, what was it, Stockton's son went to Gonzaga and so on and so on. And you see all these different things that are happening in college basketball, but make no mistake about it, there's talent everywhere. And basketball is an unusual sport because all these guys know how to play the same thing. It's not like you have to hit a different fastball. Some teams are bigger. Some teams are small. So you see FDU was the smallest team in the tournament. They played the biggest player. They knock off Purdue. What do? They pressed them the entire time. They have to be damn near perfect to win that game. And guess what? They were.
Yeah.
And but the crowd flips. And home games or what you believe being the higher seed can flip on you. And we talked about that with that whole Alabama scene there.
Yeah.
Auburn, what was going to happen?
Auburn wins, then the Auburn fans stay around. But because they lost, that was the killer for Maryland. And again, I don't think guys, he's going to get, quote unquote, that class for class of 2023 because a lot of those players have already decided where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
I believe 24 and beyond is where he's got to hit the lottery. He's really got to go out and really hit with some ball players. I think next year's class, the team will be slightly better than this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I just think the guy's a hell of a recruiter, number one. And if you know coaching, and a lot of these kids influenced by the AAU and high school coaches, those coaches know coaches.
Yeah.
And when you watch Kevin Willard do what he does, if you don't want your kid in that system, then shame on you. Especially if your kid is going someplace where he may not know what his future is. Your kid is going someplace. And I think Kevin Willard is going to get those 3-4 year guys. I don't think he's going to get those 1 year guys, those one and done guys. Maybe not right now, but I think he's going to get those 3 or 4 year guys coming to this program, and they'll make the difference.
You mentioned guys who don't know what their future is. What about the guys like that, the transfer portal? Guys that are not going to, you know, they're going to be bench players at one of the major powers now, like in Alabama or UCLA. What if they're not going to, you know, get much playing time? Maybe they'll start looking at Maryland.
And
they're good enough to play for those schools.
What about guys who are getting playing time but don't like the system? Guys who are getting playing time, but their coach is leaving for someone else.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I'll give an example. I'm not saying a kid of the program, but what if Penn State's coach gets a job someplace else because he's hot right now?
Yeah.
And you're there, and you're looking at Maryland. You want to stay in the Big Ten. You're looking at Maryland. Let me go to Maryland. You know, Rick Pitino may not want to take the best player at Iona with him. You get him, and he could be a piece for you. A lot of these coaches are now moving. Yeah. Well, the kid at Texas had a different role when Beard was there, and he doesn't have the same role with Terry. He wants to leave. Kids get unhappy for a lot of different reasons. And Willard could strike gold on some unhappy kids elsewhere.
Yeah, I think he can. I think he will. And, you know, and again, the bottom line is I think the season was very successful. You didn't know what to expect. New coach, new program. I think they were still reeling from Turgeon's, you know, kind of stunning departure midseason. I'm really pleased. Really am.
By the way, since this was the coach's breakdown, can I tell you something I saw? Maybe you've seen it. I haven't in basketball, and I'm absolutely going to steal it. Did you see the inbounds play when a team was pressing? God, who ran it yesterday? Was it K-State or Michigan State ran it? But it's where they set up like a football play. All five guys line up out of bounds, and they run routes. So, like, we run this in flag football. Like, I'm literally watching it where two guys run to the two defenders that are up front, basically set picks, and the other guy comes underneath them. You just pass the ball into them. They were running it last night in these games, like football plays, and getting the ball inbounds and just getting fouled. And I'm going, this is absolutely amazing. I've never seen anything like it. And the press didn't know what to do because you have two guys that are up there, or three, that are like, okay, who are we picking up? One of the guys runs up, and he's wide open as the other guys run out.
They called it the Mahomes, according to Joe. It's a Kansas State
Kansas play. State, yep. Yeah. It was amazing.
Do you have high hopes for the Terps in 23-24? We'll talk about that at 7:30. But on the other side, a little baseball talk. Rockabacco joins us. He's on the road down in Florida right here on the Fan.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:17 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Let me see that hoodie you're sporting, Ed. Let me see that hoodie. Sharp.
Thanks.
I like that.
What the hell are we doing here?
What do you mean? I saw the hoodie. I like the hoodie. I asked to see the hoodie.
Ed, let me see that hoodie you're wearing. Is it black?
Yeah.
It looks like mine, except yours has a zipper.
Zippers.
You didn't say anything about mine. Is it because it's
zipperless? Because I have that one. I don't have that one.
Man, look at your hoodie. You got a black hoodie.
If you notice, a lot of pro athletes are wearing these at their press conferences. Different colors. It's just a Nike hoodie, but it's a good style.
Yeah.
Style.
Speaking of style, joining us right now from MasterSports.com, the man with all the style, Rockabaco. What's going on, Rock?
I mean, I've had a lot of segues. I don't know if style has ever been one of them, but thank you.
Rock, man, I mean, this is probably the most anticipated opening day seasons that I can remember for the Orioles in probably about 5 or 6 years. These young guys coming up, who's impressed you so far more than anyone?
Yeah, a guy who has no shot at making the team, Heston Kerstad.
I knew you were gonna say that.
I mean, he's probably going to be buoy, and I know he didn't really hit much in Aberdeen, but then he was the MVP of the Arizona Fall League, and he's just mashing in camp. I mean, the raw power, we heard about it, but until you see it, I mean, it's Lake Tower power, and he's not a real big kid. I mean, we're not talking like a Mark McGwire build, but the power he generates, everything is so loud. And you hit that home run that looked like it was going to clear the batter's eye yesterday. Then he scorched another line drive. Someone made a diving catch. And he's just very unassuming. He's kind of wringing his hands while he's talking to us and kind of a shy kid. But I think he starts out at Bowie, and there's a chance he could make his debut this year. Everybody's talking about Colton Cowser, but they could both end up in the majors. And I was talking to a scout from another organization that says, I don't know where they're going to fit all these guys between them. And then you've got the infielders with Norby and Ortiz and Westberg, they're going to have to make some trades because the math says there's only room for 26 guys.
Rock, what about the other side, guys who have high hopes for, who are like, I'm talking about Gunnar Henderson. He's in 25 at-bats. He's only batting 160, but he also struck out 9 times out of 25 at-bats. Any reason to be concerned, or is it just spring training?
I think it's just spring training. He's a kid who's pressing. He got a little bit of a late start. He had the sore wrist. He says that it's fine now. It's not bothering him, so I guess we'll take him at his word. But I think he's going to be totally fine at this point. And you know, Brandon Hyde mentioned that. He said he's probably trying a little too hard. He's trying to impress. He doesn't really have to do that. He did have hits in back-to-back games, including the one yesterday. He had the triple on the road, and then he had a single. And so I think it's going to come around. He's just such a plus defender, whether it's at shortstop or third base. And even if he's not hitting right away, it's kind of like when they brought up Machado that year from Double-A and put him at third base. They were like, look, anything you give us at the plate's a bonus. We just want you to give us reliable defense. And Gunner's going to do that. He's absolutely going to hit.
What about the rotation, at least for the first month? How do you think things are going to look? We've talked about guys that could be locked in. Do we see Grayson Rodriguez in that mix? Because usually in that first month, you only need 4 starters.
Yeah, I mean, I think he breaks as the number 5. And you're right. I mean, you have the off days that you can always skip. But I think he's the number 5. I don't think he pitches his way off the staff, unless there's a shocker that's coming here. He's had a little trouble his last 2 starts in the 4th inning, that second time through the order, which is why it probably wouldn't be a terrible idea. to kind of have a bulk guy behind him just in case. But the way it's lined up, I mean, it looks like Gibson, Bradish, Irvin, Kramer, and Rodriguez. And, you know, it's a five-man rotation. They keep stressing not going with six. And you got Tyler Wells, who's probably, you know, he was a very good Rule 5 late-inning reliever. They went to the trouble to convert him to starter, and he was their most consistent guy in the first half last year before the first of his two injuries. And now we don't know whether he ends up in the bullpen, which, again, he could be a bulk guy for them, or if they want him starting a Triple-A, I think it'd be really odd to option him. But they really have six starters for five spots, and, of course, you have, you know, the other candidates. But I think it's really come down to those six, and you choose five, and he may just be the odd man out right now. The numbers aren't great, though. He's pitched better than what they look like. But, again, they say they're not going with a six-man rotation, and I don't think those five I mentioned, I don't think anybody drops out of there.
Hey, Rob, before we get you out of here, since Jeremy brought up a rotation, Kyle Gibson goes five innings. First Oriole started to complete five innings. How did he look in inning five versus inning one?
I mean, he looked really good. And, you know, the Pirates, it was a really – I know it's the Pirates, but it was certainly a representative lineup. It was their, like, regular guys. So, you know, he tweaked his delivery a little bit. You know, he said he kind of smoothed it out and kind of unlocked his legs, which is an interesting adjustment to make between starts and spring training, especially a veteran guy. You figure there's really nothing else he needs to do. And, I mean, he was just dominant. And I think Brandon Hyde still won't tell us that he's the opening day starter. We keep checking. Maybe he's going to tell us tomorrow the home game. It's a Masson game. But it certainly looks like he's that guy.
There you go, Rockabaco. Rock, where are you heading today?
Heading to Clearwater, another nice long drive, and then we'll sit in traffic coming back. It just doesn't get any better than that. 60 degrees for a high, by the way.
Okay. Yeah, that drive sucks.
It does. I know. You're really feeling sorry for me. Break up the violin, you guys.
It does, though. I get it.
Hey, Rock, thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
All right, buddy. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. That's not bad, man. On March 19th, you got a guy who's probably your opening day starter already going five innings in spring training.
Yeah.
I'll take that. Orioles win 8-0, so he gave up no runs on that time. So he's in opening day form already.
Well, a lot of guys are having good springs. I mean, Austin Hayes, I mean, we didn't get to ask about it. He's got 24 total bases, he's got four home runs already.
He said, I don't know where you're going to put all of these guys.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me smile. That's a problem that makes me smile. Not knowing where to put all of these guys.
Well, it is. It's a nice problem to have where there's just so much talent and you can literally go in whatever direction you want here. If you want a package for a power hitter, if you want a package for a starting pitcher, which would be ultimately where I would like to see them go.
Right.
Get another guy that you could put at the front end. Because if Grayson turns out to be what we think he can be, feel like you have enough guys that can fill that back end, get yourself another top line guy. And then maybe in a year or two, we're talking about Grayson and, you know, Joe Schmo, whoever that may be, at the front end of the rotation and feeling comfortable with guys like John Means or whoever else at the back end.
We keep forgetting about. Do you have high hope for the Terps for next year? We'll talk about that at 7:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, it's the World of Stupid.
Had an interesting weekend where it's going to be headlined by this story. It's a news report leading into St. Paddy's Day. I have some audio for you. I can't wait to play you guys because
I'm proud of this.
It's pretty good. Pretty good. We're going to get to that. That's coming up in the World of Stupid next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Jeremy, before you get going, this is World of Stupid Worthy. Esgri ordered some food.
He asked me if I wanted something to eat, and I said, I know how this one ends. I know how it ends. All right, let's get
to
this.
Fair. It's not funny.
Have you guys ever seen a story or a video where it says, don't come to Australia because of all the scary things?
Yes, like all the gigantic, weird animals. And stuff. Yes,
gigantic 100%. Spiders, kangaroos attacking you, dingoes eating your babies, or whatever the hell goes on. Well, an Australian river has filled up with millions of dead fish, and residents are complaining about the smell. They said the smell is so freaking bad. They're holding their noses in stench of millions of dead fish that have washed up in recent weeks, and they're still trying to figure out why all these dead fish. We've had all these weird...
What's going on in Florida, too?
So the dead fish, we had the thing overhead with the birds flying and just dying. You've had all these reported UFO incidents. Whatever the hell's going on with it's train derailment season, apparently. Trains going off the tracks everywhere.
Well, yeah, we've had chemical
spills. I mean, like, there's been so much going on, but people are now putting masks back on in Australia because it smells so bad. One person said they were worried about their own health. The water right in the top comes down to our pumping station for the town. Yeah. He said there's cod and perch floating everywhere in the river, and they still don't know why this has happened.
So I don't mean to cut you. Did you see there's a glob of seaweed that's twice the width of the United States heading toward Florida coast? It's a huge. It's like 6,000 miles long.
Really?
Yes. Look it up. Sargassum, and it's this huge glob of seaweed that's heading toward Florida. It's so dense that the fish can't get through it. It doesn't disintegrate for some reason. It's causing tremendous, it's killing fish.
We're going to build a wall in the ocean. Sorry. It's going to be bigly.
Yeah. it's crazy. It's just, I wonder if that's part of what, I don't know what that is, but I know between the red tide in Florida, where there's dead fish everywhere. Mm-hmm. And that's, we've known about red tide for a long time. Now you got this, what's it called? Sargassum is what it's called.
Well, they have animals showing up. Like, I mean, we've seen this in stupid movies where it's like, oh, how did an alligator get here? And now it's attacking everyone. We've had crocodiles and alligators in places that they're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
Sharks showing up in areas in small waters. Like, it's been kind of a...
Land shark.
Yeah, a weird couple years. Let's get to this story, because this is one right up your guys' alley. Police catch an unrelated burglar squatter at the same time. I don't know how many times Ed and I have had a conversation off the air where I'm telling you a story about squatter's rights, which I don't even understand. How do you have rights in someone else's home? I was reading a story about an Airbnb where the person's renting it out, and then they refuse to leave.
Yeah.
And then they get 30 days.
But that's certain states.
That was in California, I believe.
I mean, is that every state squatter?
I don't know. There's squatters rights here in Maryland, right? Is that correct or no?
I'm actually not even sure.
Yeah. All right. Well, this story.
And I doubt it's every state, but there's certain states.
The definition of a squatter is what? Someone who just occupies your place?
Occupies space for X amount of days.
Are they invited in or they just.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. They can break in. You know, people, they break into people's vacation homes and stuff like that.
Come squat in your front yard.
I have the squatter's rights in Maryland if you want them.
Yeah. Leave some.
Go ahead.
You have to live on a property for 20 years before someone can obtain legal ownership of the area.
Okay. There are no squatter's rights here then, right?
There are, but it's not like...
But it's lengthy.
If you rent a place for 20 years...
I don't think that... It has to be an uninhabited... You wouldn't be renting it. You would, like, if you're just on somebody's property for 20 years.
Well, you know, it's funny, though. In New York City, it's 30 days.
That's unreal.
30
man.
Days.
So there are none. Because there's no way in the world you can be on somebody's property for 20
no.
years.
But New York, you can certainly see how 30 days could happen. You rent an apartment and then you stop paying rent and then now they get kicked out.
So in this story, and that's
and
just
if
crazy.
If you find that you yeah. don't like my ways, that where that song comes yeah, from, yeah, send probably. Me back.
Officers from the Simi Valley Police Department received a call of a burglary at a Papa John's Pizza. And Saturday morning after a security guard noticed the front window to the store was broken, authorities arrived on the scene, found Sheila Williamson, 61, inside the business. She threw cleaning chemicals throughout the store. Officers located her hiding inside a bathroom and arrested her for burglary. While the officers were responding to the burglary investigation, they observed a man, later identified as 52-year-old James Schmidt, exiting the rear of a nearby vacant business in the same building. Schmidt was detained, and it was found out that he'd broken in the vacant business where police said he had been living unlawfully. He was charged with squatting. So in this area, he got arrested because someone else was breaking into the damn Papa John's. Just stupid. He gets caught because someone else is being a ne'er-do-well. All right, let's get to this main story. Philly meteorologist during St. Paddy's Day. We have the audio of this, so I want you guys just to listen because, well, you'll get the gist of it. Here it is.
Wednesday, mild, some sunshine, 60. Thursday, partly sunny skies and 57. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, I think, Jess.
She means beer. Guys, she means beer. Don't put me on YouTube. My God.
Too late.
We're going to take a pause. We're going to keep going.
How great is that?
Rogers. Do you have her number?
The look on her face.
That's a rare chick.
You got to see it in video, too. She's like, she means beer, folks. Wow. And to another woman who likes to be double-fisted in a different way, she said, throwing it over to anchor Jessica Boynton. That's when she started shouting. Of course, she means beer. And as soon as she says, don't put me on YouTube, you guys know where this is going to end up.
YouTube. So
she ended up everywhere. Of course. She said, we're going to take a pause, the newscaster said before jumping into her traffic report.
Ed, real quick, I got this from a Baltimore City police officer. He says Baltimore City has major squatter's rights. If they get mail sent there, they have legal residence.
I believe they do. I think he's right because we had a big problem with them in abandoned buildings
really?
And stuff. Yeah. They just take up residency.
Yeah, but can you imagine? I mean, like, literally, you're showing up where, like, it's not your place. Like, so my one of my wife's friends.
I'm still here.
Had mail sent to our house. It still comes to our house because she stayed with us for a while she was working as a traveling nurse. And so are you telling me she could eventually just come back here? And granted,
I mean,
maybe,
I know people that get mail sent to other people's houses for school districting.
Yes. Yeah. Look, this stuff happens everywhere. But that's why, like, some of these, like, you look at things and you go, this is so unbelievably stupid. One other thing I wanted to throw in here is that, did you guys see the end of the TCU-Gonzaga game?
Mm-hmm.
So for most people, didn't matter. Gonzaga won, you know, TCU. Well, Gonzaga was up 7 with virtually no time left. I think they were up 9 with no time left. Essentially what happened was there was a 3-pointer at the buzzer, and most people had TCU. If you had TCU plus 4.5 or you had Gonzaga minus 4.5, if they're up 7 and there's a 3-pointer at the buzzer, that usually flips. I was going to throw this in the world of stupid where gamblers started attacking the TCU guy for taking a 3-pointer because he cost them money. Can we please stop this?
This is a problem, though.
Where people go at athletes for not doing what you want them to do or what you need them to do. They're out there to do one thing. Try to win a game. Try to make shots. Goofy things happen in sports all the time. We've had a bunch of...
Well, you knew what was going to happen when gambling became legal.
Absolutely.
You knew what was going to happen.
Of course.
Yeah, because the kid for TCU had to respond and go on Twitter and said, look, man, I'm out there trying to play basketball. I don't care about your bets. Maybe next time don't gamble. You should never be able to. Like, I've said this for years. Ed Hockley still owes me $200 for his terrible call in that Broncos game. Do I expect him to send me the money? No.
Brendan Durant owes me $20.
Am I going to go up to him and say it to him? Probably, because I'm a jackass too, but this is just stupid. That's your world of stupid.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. What's going on down in D.C.? Rumors that the Commanders could be sold as early as this week. Andy Poehler from ESPN Radio down in D.C. will join us at 8 o'clock. But on the other side, Terps Hoops. Do you have big expectations for them beginning next year? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
7:48 in the a.m., Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. If you were wondering why Jeremy and I laughed a little bit earlier when we said Ed's delivering, ordering food, because Ed's history with ordering food is not very good. Ed, you tried to order food this morning. What did the message say?
It said, oops, something went wrong. Our drivers are too busy. Delivery is not available. I'm very busy. Like, this is every time I try to order.
See, and I'm not, I don't, you can talk about that. We've talked about this before. I don't usually eat breakfast, and nobody else was getting it. So then I thought, maybe I'll get breakfast with Ed. And then I realized he was the one ordering it, and it just made me go back to that scene in Harlem Nights when your mouth's all ready for some orange juice, and there's only a swallow orange juice in the refrigerator. Well, drink it and shut up. Yeah, so every time he orders it,
every time
something goes wrong.
You want me to order? Terps coming off a really good season, 22-13. We talked about him a little bit earlier. Jeremy, are your expectations higher for next year?
Yes. You know, look, my whole thing is the tournament should be a goal every season. Being a top 25 team, if you're Maryland basketball, should be a goal every season. And then you let the chips fall where they may. I finally feel like they have a coach that I like. I'm not knocking Turgeon. I was kind of indifferent to him for a while. I hated his offense. I love everything about this. I even tweeted it out at halftime and the end of the game when they won. You know, just his conversations of open and honest. Like, you see some of those guys, like Bob Huggins is up there. He's like, well, I guess we got to stop fouling, you know, where he's over there and Willard's engaging. He makes a couple of jokes. He's able to laugh at himself. I just really...
What did he say? We played pretty good considering how we play on the road for the first game.
Yeah, and he was just like, look, we were down 9. That's nothing. Have you seen some of our games? We've been down 20 on the road before. I like the fact that he can laugh at himself. He knows that he's not perfect. He's going to make mistakes. And we've already been hearing, too, about him being out on the recruiting trail as soon as he got here. And how do we know that? Because he's been coming on our show every week. And, you know, as he's been out, we've got a chance to talk to some of the assistant coaches. So I do have high expectations. But again, for me, it's always March Madness, and then I'll tell you where my expectations are there.
And I love the fact that he's on a recruiting role, because we didn't always get that.
No.
You know, often, you know, guys send their assistants. When you're that accomplished, when you're Coach K and some of these other guys, yeah, send your assistants because you're Coach K. But he's not Ed. You know, as much as we like him, he's Kevin Willard. And you better get out here on the recruiting trail yourself and recruit these kids yourself.
Oh, yeah, He is. I mean, I feel good about it. I like what he's done with the program. I like what he's gotten out of the players this year, who I don't think will, like you mentioned, we're not, you know, I'm really reluctant to criticize college players because they're still kids. But they're not as good as a lot of schools, talent-wise. He got a lot out of them. They had a good season, and they play in a tough conference.
Yeah. I have a higher expectations of them. Sweet 16 at least next year. I do. And that's not a lot to ask. You win 2 games. 2 games in the NCAA tournament. Sweet 16 is what I want. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. What are you guys doing over there?
He drew a picture. I'm like, what is that? And then tell him.
It's Bob Huggins.
Yeah, and then you see it.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Come on.
It is. It is.
He's a cartoon character.
He is. You know, and
what's the deal with him now, man? He almost seems like he's just on autopilot.
Probably. I think he still cares about the game. Remember, he had his issues with drinking there for a while.
Right. No.
Yeah.
You never know it by looking at him.
Yeah. He does look, looks a little rough around the edges.
He's got bar rag face.
I do too, so I'm not going to say anything. God knows what I'm going to look like when I'm his age. Oh, well, no, I was just getting ready to blow my shovel.
Don't worry about it. You're never going to be his age.
From your lips to God's ears. Oh, God.
What's the number one position that he has to recruit, Jeremy? He has to bring in this spot. If not, he's in trouble. Kevin Willard.
Look, I'm bullish the point guards and getting a guy that can really set the tone, because I've said this time and time again, when you get into the postseason, when you get in the March Madness, Big Ten tournament, the things that carry you are guard play. I think you got to find those tough-nosed guards that can get it done. And there's a lot of good ones in Baltimore. You got them in your backyard. I've said this many, many times. You give me a guard from Baltimore, Chicago, or New York, I'm not telling you anybody. Like when I'm comparing, I just think they're tougher. I think they're a little rougher. They, you know, some of these guys have gone through it a little bit, gone through that grind, and it kind of shows on the court. And I love that.
And they
style
play good
of
basketball
play.
In the places.
Yeah.
I'm with you. And I don't. I gotta be honest with you on a collegiate level, Ed. I don't like these 6'5" point guards. I don't.
They're usually combo guards.
Give me a 6 foot, 6 foot, 6 foot to 6'2" point guard on the collegiate level, where he had to be crafty in high school. He had to be a playmaker.
Find me the next Noel from Kansas City.
Exactly.
If you watch that kid, most fun player to watch in the entire tournament.
You know, I want that guy because that guy has to be crafty. He had to be crafty all his basketball life. That's the one I want to be my point guard on the collegiate level.
What about a true big? Like, you don't have to be 7'4", like Edie, but somebody 7 feet tall, 7'1".
6'10 guy at least.
Yeah, like... We never seem to get. We had for Fernando, I guess.
Well, for Juju's sake, they need that. Yeah. So he can step out a little bit and develop his NBA game.
Exactly.
Because at 6'9", he's not going to be
No, he's not.
I think that's why he gets in such foul trouble, to be honest with you.
Yeah, because he's always guarding the big.
Defensively, he's playing out of position.
Yes.
I think so. I think that's why he's in foul trouble so much. But yeah, I would love to do that. Got to get a point guard first, a playmaker that makes everybody around him better. Then once you get that, then you start from there.
Now they're mocking me.
Who?
Uber Eats.
We'll see that.
I hope the driver sends you a picture.
Try
of
Uber
food.
One for free and enjoy zero delivery free plus $10 off. They just, now they're making fun of me.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. That's the Uber One thing, right?
Isn't
that the
right,
P. Diddy commercial?
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Where he has.
And he does.
He just keeps switching up, giving them products.
Montel Jordan, too. Yeah. Montel Jordan does one, too.
Yeah.
You haven't seen those commercials there?
No, I don't think so.
Pretty good commercial. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Got shovels at 8:30. Jeremy Kahn can't wait for that. He's got a big shovel for us. But on the other side, what's going on down in D.C. with the Commanders? Andy Poland joins us up next on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.